This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cannabis Business Summit here, National Cannabis Industry Association event in Oakland, California. We're brought to you by Norick, the high-value insurance specialist. And joining us here at the desk, we have Shelly from Urban Grow. Hi, Shelly.
Hi there. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Urban Grow. Were you guys that had the commercial on the NBA Finals the other day? Somebody had a grow thing. Anyway, it was not us. It wasn't you. But we are starting to break through to the mainstream, and that's because we've got a lot of legal states now, more medical states. Tell us about Urban Grow and how you're helping people out.
Great. So I am the vice president of Lighting Solutions. So my focus on this industry is trying to build a sustainable industry by lighting things correctly.
Okay.
We also do irrigation, fertigation, pest management, different types of inputs to make sure that the products are safe and efficient, and that's the heart of our industry, is making sure that this industry is sustainable and is here for the long term.
So your products are all about the infrastructure of setting up a grow?
Correct.
Okay, so with the lighting, are we talking about the typical high-pressure sodium, LED, what sort of lighting solutions?
So all different types. We sell a lighting solution for every stage of growth, and we actually are releasing a new LED product.
Okay.
The products all originate out of Holland from the horticulture industry. And so we're bringing in mainstream horticulture products into the cannabis sector.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so it's Urban-Grow, U-R-B-A-N, Urban. There's no puns going on here with herb. But Urban-Grow, is it .com?
It is.
Urban-grow.com. And, of course, a lot of people that are putting together their grows are, you know, having to deal with, you know, all sorts of different regulations, depending on, you know, which medical state they might be in. It might be number of plants they have to deal with. Aside from the lighting solutions, you mentioned some other items. Do you have, like irrigation and such? Tell us some about those.
Sure. So we... During the design phase, we're making sure that from the top to the bottom, so from the lighting, if you're lighting in a greenhouse or a warehouse, that we're targeting the right intensities, spectrum, efficiency, and then it flows down. So is your benching correct? Are you maximizing as much square footage as you can to be as efficient as possible? And then that goes into the irrigation. Are you feeding correctly? Are you watering correctly? And so we talk about uniformity. It starts with lights, making sure that everything is uniform straight all the way down. So then if your lighting is correct, then it's easier to feed. It's easier to water. It's easier to keep the grow facility uniform. And that minimizes labor and makes sure that you're building a business that is going to be sustainable.
So are your products then, and your company, is it aimed at a business to business where you're trying to outfit a huge, you know, industrial grow, business to customer where they're just doing a small, say a closet grow, or everything in between?
So we really truly focus on the large commercial grower. That's where our products fit the best. Not to say that we don't help smaller growers. I mean, we do projects as small as 10 lights, but 10 lights is harder for us. I mean, they take as much time as a 2,000 light facility.
Really?
To do. Well, when you're designing them correctly, it's about the efficiency. So and we work in that space, but how do we make sure that we are lighting it all correctly and then flowing through? But some of the large control systems wouldn't necessarily be applicable to some of the smaller projects.
So control systems, are we talking about those kind of automated and digital things that
Yes.
I see sometimes on the trade floors?
Yes.
Okay.
So that automate anything from the lighting to the irrigation to, in a big greenhouse, how often do your lights kick on? Are they kicking on because there's not enough lighting in that moment, and making sure that everything is being automated to use less labor, use more skilled labor, and yes, building very large commercial facilities.
All right. So how did you personally get involved in this industry? What brought you to working in cannabis?
Well, I live in Colorado. So.
Well, also it's required. It's in the Constitution. Everybody has to have a pot job at some point, right?
Yeah. I was actually a commercial lender for a bank. So finance, and one of my clients started a lighting company. And so I went to work part-time for him, which lasted all of about 22 seconds. And it quickly evolved into the cannabis marketplace, trying to source different types of lighting solutions, efficient lighting solutions that weren't impacting the yield. And that was about 3 years ago. And then with my finance background, I started looking at how do we process utility rebates? How do we get these guys that are being efficient, how do we get the utility companies to start paying for some of this? So the math, and it's kind of crossed over, and now it's into engineering a little bit, making sure that we're designing the spaces correctly. So I never thought that I would be in this industry, but I'm super proud of it. And it's such a fun industry to be part of, and the people in it are great, and we're building something that is just, it's incredible.
So more fun than banking? Really?
Is that a real question?
Well, we're glad that we got you in this industry as well, helping out the large-scale growers. Can you name some of your clients that people might recognize as far as who you've outfitted?
Probably not.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to. Yeah, we're not sure we want to do that because, you know.
I would love to, but it's still fairly private. People,
sure.
I think as this industry grows and gets more mainstream, people are going to share information a lot better. But
right,
we
guys,
work with great, great, great clients.
Your secrets are safe with us. Well, Shelly from Urban Grow, thank you so much for joining us. And give out any more of the contacts that we might need. I mean, urban-grow.com, but what else might they need?
I'm speaking on a panel today at 4 o'clock on how to convert from a warehouse to a greenhouse here at the National Business Summit. And I would love anybody to come and listen on how to make this industry more sustainable.
I'm so glad you're mentioning that, because I see stats all the time that say like 1% to 3% of the electricity, depending on which state, is from indoor grows.
It's
and the
true.
More we can convert the warehouse, the better that's going to be.
It is. I mean, going from an indoor facility to a very high sophisticated greenhouse, you can save upwards of 70% on energy consumption.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got to get that done. Urban-grow.com. Shelly, VP of
Lighting Solutions.
Lighting Solutions. Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to be back with more here from the Cannabis Business Summit right after this.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.